USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is encouraged by the latest monthly jobs report, the economy adding more than 500,000 jobs in May. The president saying it will take some time, though.
America is finally on the move again. As we continue this recovery, we're going to hit some bumps along the way. Of course that'll happen. We can't reboot the world's largest economy like flipping on a nice light switch.
The unemployment rate falling to 5.8% as well in May. The FDA is authorizing Regeneron's coronavirus antibody drug for injections. Regeneron said the FDA also lowered the dose by 1,200 milligrams. The pharmaceutical company is planning to deliver at least 1 million doses to the federal government by the end of June. Additionally, Regeneron plans to seek full approval for non-hospitalized patients later this summer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One country's not too excited about looking into the origins of COVID-19.
As the world tries to get to the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, China is stonewalling the investigation, going as far as to threaten nuclear war with the United States. Former White House coronavirus testing czar Brett Jarrah on Fox News says lab leaks are not uncommon.
SARS has leaked out of laboratory and even caused secondary deaths. We know that in 1979, anthrax leaked out of a Soviet laboratory and killed 60 people. So lab leaks are not uncommon, and I really think data like people getting ill in November from the laboratory, if that proves true, that coincides exactly when we know this virus hit China.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Trump says the ruling that'll keep him off Facebook for a while is an insult. The former president blasting the decision, which means he won't be allowed on the social media platform until January 2023. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the border crisis continues, hundreds of protesters gathered outside a Scottsdale, Arizona hotel that is serving as a temporary housing spot for illegal immigrant families. The lodging plan is part of an $87 million contract with the faith-based nonprofit Endeavors. The contract will last through September 30th, though hotel rooms are intended to house people for 72 hours or less.
We don't know who these people are. We've been told that there will be anywhere from 1,200 to 2,000 residing there.
Scottsdale resident Jeff Gonzalez is one of the protesters.
We don't know what their background is, if any of them have criminal activity. And, of course, they're at a hotel, not a prison facility. So it'll be interesting to see if they count the number walking in or count the number walking out, if it's the same number. And that's what our concern is, that there may be some element that we don't want in there that escaped from there. And, you know, we're a residential neighborhood. We've got a lot of children and grandchildren here.
It turns out the sightings of unidentified flying objects are likely not alien-related. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio was asked about UFOs on Fox News.
People immediately start thinking about extraterrestrials and little green men. We're not at that stage here. What we're saying is there are things that are not ours. There are things that are not ours flying over military installations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.